What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks. We encourage folks on the other side of the wall to write into our show. We will write back as often as we can and occasionally read your letters on the air. This week's letter from the inside comes to us from San Quentin State Prison. Kat Brooks, how are you? I pray that this letter finds you and your family well, both in health and spirits. You do not know me, Ms. Brooks. I listen to your radio show sometimes. I see you on the news as well, fighting for justice for families who experience police misconduct, shootings, beatings, etc. You are a serious warrior, smiley face. Society needs more people like you to educate the masses. The system only tells you so much, and it's from their narrative. Thank you, brother. I appreciate those kind words. Ms. Brooks, my name is Antoine Gaines. I am 63 years old. I got arrested in 1995 for armed robbery. My story is like a lot of stories of black men in America who grew up in low-income housing with a corrupt belief system, who got affected by drug use and addiction. I didn't understand what accountability meant, and I was not accountable for my actions or the harm I caused to the people's lives and the community. I felt I was entitled to take people's property at gunpoint. I took shortcuts in life instead of working like everyone else and paying taxes. So I deserved to be punished and put into prison. I push back on that just a little bit, but I'll finish reading your letter first, brother. My question now is, how much is enough? I was sentenced to 42 years to life, 3 strikes. I've been locked up for 28 years. I finally got it together mentally. I understand now what accountability means. I understand what empathy is. It's sad that it took so long for me to wake up and understand that there are laws in place for people to follow. I understand how I got in this situation that I put myself in. I understand that the belief system that I developed as a young teenager and young man led me to have bad impulse control and other negative character defects. I understand myself now, and I've taken steps to be a better man and person. I am ready to be in society and be productive. I've paid the ultimate price, lost my freedom, lost family members, mom, father, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles. I now have grandsons who need my knowledge. I have a chance to make a difference. I just need a chance to make a difference. Ms. Brooks, I am attempting to be resentenced under a new law, 1170. It's a resentencing law. I have some organizations helping me to be resentenced. All of Us or None, Urban Peace Movement, Legal Services for Prisoners with Children. Without the strikes law, I would have only gotten 13 years. Ms. Brooks, I am grasping for a lifeline to give my voice a name, a face. I don't know if you can help me in any way. I know your name holds weight, and you've got a seat at the table. Some tables. As I said, I don't know if you can do anything, but you might can. There is a new district attorney in office who's fair from what I hear. Maybe when my file hits her office, who knows. Thanks for your ear, Ms. Brooks. God bless you. Sincerely, Antoine Gaines. Thank you so much for your letter, Brother Antoine. I just really quickly want to say the state creates the conditions that push people into survival mode. The state creates the conditions where people have to do what they have to do to put food in their belly, a roof over their head, clothes on their back. The state creates the trauma that, as a result of many of us, myself included, occasionally or often turn to substances to numb the pain of white supremacy. Now, does that mean that we don't have self-determination or aren't responsible for our choices? Absolutely, right? We've got to teach our children that we have to be accountable. But Brother Terha Ak of Community Ready Corps talks about the primary predator. The primary predator is white supremacy and its agents. And so while I respect and admire your growth and your acceptance of accountability, Let's spread that accountability around some. Let's start at the root cause, and the root cause of so many of our people being funneled into what I call American concentration camps is race-based capitalism, anti-blackness, white supremacy. Thank you for writing. I will holler at those organizations and get an update on your case, and hopefully people being able to hear your words on this platform might do some good. That was Letters from the Inside, written by Antoine Gaines, incarcerated at San Quentin State Prison. We encourage any of you on the other side of the walls to write into our show. We will write back as often as we can and occasionally read your letters on the air. We will keep you anonymous unless you ask us to do otherwise. Music for this segment by Michael Lewis, a producer and multi-instrumentalist from Oakland. You can follow him at Tigers_View. You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world for all of us to thrive in. That's it for this episode, fam. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programming is funded exclusively by listeners. If you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. Remember, we all we got.